goldsmith, that is makers and sellers of the jewelry, flourished their business in 1530. And many goldsmiths developed a strong connection with the crown, and from 1640, most of them began to take the valuable for safekeeping in their vaults, these goldsmiths. So, city merchants also began keeping their money that they did not want immediately and need with the goldsmiths. Merchants were given a receipt for having kept the goods or gold with them. That is called depositing the gold with the merchant, depositing the gold with the goldsmith. So merchant, as an acknowledgement for having kept the gold with them, they used to get a receipt for that. This was in effect an undertaking. That receipt means what? This was an undertaking that the money would be returned on demand to the depositor for the bearer of that note or receipt. This was the deposit banking initiation or beginning of the deposit banking. Charles I of the England had seized 130,000 pounds of the gold placed by the merchant in the Tower of London for safekeeping. Charles I of the England. He recompensed them by paying them a percentage of the amount that he had borrowed. Okay, he repaid it also. Now, this was the interest on the loan. Because having borrowed by the Charles I, he tried to pay to them certain compensation, and that is the beginning of interest on the loan. This was profitable for the goldsmith, because when they did need it, the funds at that time. Thus, they began to lend for interest, which was determined by the need and the period for which it was required. Now let us try to understand banking in England. A demand which was grown in goldsmith began to borrow the money to lend. Goldsmith have now started their business. They borrow and they lend. They solicited the monies from the public and promising the safety of interest. This was the initial phase of the banking. So take the money, keep with you, and then to the needy person, you lend it. This is the phase of banking. By 1677, 44 goldsmiths, which were the bankers in the London, called as keepers of running caches. Keepers of running caches. That is, the cash can be kept with them. As they accepted money for the custody and give an exchange, a receipt to them. Clients could also withdraw the money by writing a note requesting a sum to be paid to the third party. This forerunner of the modern check. This is beginning of checks. which are used in the banking transactions. 17th and 18th century saw a gradual transformation of money lenders to the private banks. Checks began to get acceptance from late 17th century. Now people have started accepting the checks. British banking was born, and the two of the nation's oldest surviving banks, that is Coutts and Company as well as Child and Company, which originated as a Goldsmith Bankers. These are the who was the owner? Goldsmith Bankers, and continue to operate today as a private banks. The number of banks in London grew like anything during the 18th century, but their business was restricted by both legal constraints and on the size of the firm and the poor communication. So the Thomas Smith, a cloth merchant in Nottingham, began operating the earliest known provincial bank in 1650 by offering the banking services to these customers. The growth of provincial banking was inexorable. And before 1750, there were only handful of the bankers in the country outside the London. Otherwise, entire banking was happening in England, London only. By 1784, this number had grown to 119, and by 1810 to massive 650. Similarly, in Scotland, by 1772, there were eight bankers. There were eight banking companies which are operating in Scotland. Okay, and number that there has been increased to 21 by 1810. An act of 1708 had restricted the banks with more than six partners from issuing the banknotes. As a result, many of the new banks remained small partnership well into the 19th century. Two distinct banks, the West End bankers like Coutts and Company and Child and Company, with clients of the landed aristocrats, and the city bankers like Glean and Mills, serve the merchants and manufacturers and acting as an agent to the burgeoning country's banks. From 1770, more sophisticated banking infrastructure began. And with the creation of the clearing house in London for setting the interbank payments. That was happened in 1770. During 18th century, the Bank of England undertook many of the tasks which were associated with the central bank. And the Bank of England also became the bankers to the London banks and through them to the banking community. In 1900, there were 250 private banks and joint stock banks in UK, that is Britain. Okay, and that was the world's largest and the busiest banking center. So outbreak of the First World War, okay, and during that period of rapid change in the banking industry, the banks were drawn into funding the government's war loan and advances. During 1920, the banks were tried to increase the number of their customers by attracting the small savers through the Home Safe Scheme and improving the efficiency by taking advantage of the new technologies such as mechanization of accounting. The austerity of the government control resulting from Second World War were only gradually lifted in 1950. During the late 1950 to 1960, the banks continued to expand by opening the additional branches, offering such new services as personal loan, which was based on the ability to repay rather than security check, guarantee cards, mobile banks, and cash dispensing machines. This is started happening after 1960. In 1968, two of the biggest banks, that is National Provincial Bank and the Westminster Bank, and Scotland, in 1969, the Royal Bank of Scotland merged with the National Commercial Bank Scotland. The late 1970 and early 1980 were the period of great change in opportunities. During the late 1980, that is recently, and early 1980, many banks developed their overseas representation, but there was also widespread retrenchment due to the impact of both the deep recession in UK's economy and the fierce competition for the bread and deregulation. British banking has been transformed from the industry comprising many of the small banks offering limited range of the paper-based services to wealthy minority to one characterized by growing preeminence of the few global players. In the last century, there was a lot of changes happens in the financial service area than the preceding three centuries. Now, let us understand, if that was the situation in UK, London, then what was the situation in United States, America, which nowadays considered as one of the most forwarded and improved the banking center? In United States of America, the beginning of the banking industry in the United States was started in 1780 when the Bank of Pennsylvania was founded to fund the American Revolutionary War. Bank of United States Central Bank, which was founded in 1791 at the initiative of the nation's first Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton, who expired in 1811. Second Bank in United States came into existence in 1816, and it operated for 16 years up to 1832. This is a short-term bank loan, and 30 to 60 days was the term loan offered. When the Second Bank of the United States went out of the business in 1832, the state government, that United States government, took over the job of supervising banks. In those days, the banks were used to grant the loans by issuing their own currency. These banknotes were supposed to the convertible on demand, and into the cash, and that is the gold or silver. It was sometimes difficult for, or impossible also, to detect which notes were sound and which were not, because of their staggering variety. By 1860, 10,000 different banknotes circulated, 10,000 different banknotes circulated throughout the country in the United States. And in response of that, Congress passed the National Currency Act in 1863. In 1864, President Lincoln signed the revision of that law, the National Bank Act, and these laws were established a new system of national banks and new government agency, which was headed by controller of the currency. By early 1900, New York was beginning to emerge as a world financial center. Stock market crash in 1929 was the global event. Market were crashed, and all at the same time, and the volume of the foreign selling orders were high. The Great Depression came into the industry in 1930, and the banks were blamed for it. In that quarter, in 1931, more than 1,000 US banks were failed, as borrowers have defaulted to repay the loan granted to them, and the bank assets were declined in value. There were three prominent results from the event of the market crash in 1931 and the Great Depression that had an effect on American banking. The first was passage of the Banking Act 1933 that provided for the Federal Deposit Insurance Scheme or system, and Glass-Steagall provisions that completely separated, and the commercial banking and security activities came into existence. Second impact is the Depression itself led to the World War II, Second World War, and 30 years period in which the banking was confined to the basic slow-going deposit taking and loan making. This is second event. And the third event was rising of the importance of the government in deciding the financial matters, especially during the post-war recovery period. Global banking and the capital market during 1980 and 1990 were buoyant. They were buoyant financial market, and interest rate in the United States declined from 15% for 2 years of US Treasury notes to about 5% during the 20 years period, and the financial assets grew then at the rate approximately twice the rate of the world economy. This was because of effect of the internationalization of the financial market, especially in the US foreign investment, and transforming the United States stock market as the largest in the world. Therefore, the American corporations and the banks have started seeking the investment opportunities abroad. and prompting the development of the mutual funds and specializing in trading in foreign stock market. Growing internationalization, opportunity in the financial services has changed the complete landscape of many banks, and preference for the universal banking came into the existence in Europe. As of 2018, very recently, largest banks in the United States were JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and it is established, or it is estimated, that the banking assets were equal to 56% of the US economy. Banking asset by these five banks controlled is approximately 56% of the US economy. Having understood the European and German as well as United States banking scenario, now let us talk a little bit about the world banking also. By the end of 2000, top 10 banks commanded a market share of more than 80%, and the top 5, 55% of the top 10 banks ranked by the market share. 7 were large universal type banks, 3 American and 4 European, and remaining 3 were large US investment banks, and that were accounted for 33% market shares. This growth and opportunity for the financial intermediaries, that is NBFCs, for non-banking financial companies, large corporate players, they were beginning to find their way into the financial service community, offering the competition and establishment of the banks. Non-banking financial companies came into the existence as the large corporate players, they entered into the financial services community, and the main service offered that has included insurance, pension scheme, mutual fund, money market, hedge funds, loan and credits, and the securities, and much more. By the end of 2001, the market capitalization of world's 15 largest bank for financial service providers included 4 NBFC, non-banking financial companies. Banking system have been with us for the long people, as people have been using the money. Banks and other financial institutions provides the security for individuals, businessmen, so for the government. From the last quarter of 20th century, the banking has undergone a revolution. Technology has transformed the way of financial services, and telephone banking, debit and credit cards, automatic teller machines, etc., and electronic money and the banking are revolved every day. Banks are quite important to the economy of the country, and it involves such economic activities for issuing the money, settling the payment, credit intermediation, and the maturity transformation and money creation. Friends, this was the complete overview of the banking, how it started. Okay, hope you liked it, And you have prepared your mind now to understand now the fundamental starting from the beginning of the banking. So till then, thank you very much.